This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 2 years ago, Noriel Roubini was called a madman for some of his economic predictions. Now he's being called prophetic. At an International Monetary Fund conference in September 2006, the New York University professor warned of a developing mortgage crisis, bankruptcies among hedge funds and investment banks, and soaring oil prices. His audience thought he was being alarmist. Now fellow economists and finance ministers across the globe are starting to listen to Professor Roubini. He's been invited to speak to members of Congress, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the World Economic Forum. He was also the subject of an admiring profile in last Sunday's New York Times, headlined, Dr. Doom. Noriel Roubini joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure being with you.
You say we're in a recession, and to deny that is just nonsense.
Yes, people are losing their jobs. Oil and gasoline and food prices are going up. Mm-hmm. Consumption is falling. We have a severe housing recession. Millions are losing their homes. This is a severe economic and financial crisis.
A recession, though, I mean, sometimes these things happen and there are assumed to be flaws in an otherwise healthy market. But you specifically believe it's a recession, which suggests that there's something unhealthy about the system.
Yes, this recession was the result of mistaken policies. The Fed reduced interest rates last time around and kept it too low for too long, creating this housing and credit bubble. And mortgages that never should have occurred did occur, and too much of them. And that created a housing bubble with home prices more than doubling in the last 10 years. And eventually this credit and housing bubble went bust. And now we have consequences of it, a severe recession and a severe financial crisis when many banks are going to go belly up.
Is that some of what you were noticing in 2004?
Yes, at that time, those excesses were pretty clear. Interest rates were too low. There was really no regulation of the financial system. The Fed and Greenspan were cheerleading all this financial innovation. And, you know, the mortgage underwriting was utterly reckless. You know, you could buy a home with no down payment. There was no verification of your income, your assets, your jobs, these liar loans. You could have interest rate-only mortgages, not pay the principal. Teaser rates. So all this toxic stuff was occurring for subprime mortgages, for near prime, for home equity loans. And about two-thirds of all mortgage origination for the last 3 years had these really reckless characteristics.
But, you know, some people were arguing at the time that this was making home ownership possible for thousands, if not millions, of Americans, and that that actually has a salutary effect on communities and the economy.
That's true, but it became excessive, and now millions are losing their homes and communities are destroyed, and the consequences of the bust is that actually home ownership rates are going to sharply fall.
Personal question. I gather the answer to the question, where are you from, is not simple.
Yes, I'm quite international. My background, born in Turkey. A family is a Jewish family from Iran, so went from Turkey to Iran to Israel and then grew up in Italy, ended up in the U.S. for graduate school. So I tend to look at things from an international perspective, and I think that gives you a little bit of a broader view of what's going on.
Might give you a different set of sensitivities than some other economists?
Yes, we are at this point in a global economy that is fully integrated. No economy is anymore an island. So, for example, these toxic residential mortgage securities were created and ended up in the hand of investors, even in small towns in the northern part of Norway. And now you have a financial crisis in some towns out there, or in Australia, or in Europe, and so on. So now it's not just a U.S. recession. The latest numbers suggest that all advanced economies are entering a recession, and we might even have a global recession.
Dr. Roubini, it's been very good to talk to you.
A pleasure talking to you today.
New York University economist Noriel Roubini. And by the way, NPR profiled Mr. Roubini 3 years ago.